This is All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Brond. And I'm joined in the studio now by Eric Mennel, one of our producers here at the station. And Eric's been reporting on a story about a particular house on Wade Avenue in Raleigh. It's a very interesting house. And he's here to tell us more about it. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Catherine.
So tell us about this house, a little bit about it. What is it that makes it so special?
Well, from the outset, driving down Wade Avenue, you wouldn't notice anything particularly odd about it at all. It looks just like the other houses in the neighborhood. As many people who live in Raleigh know, Wade Avenue is a very long street, but parts of it are residential and parts of it are commercial. And this is in the residential section of Wade Avenue, about 15 minutes from downtown Raleigh. And so there's a series of houses. There's a church, and then there's this house at 3215 Wade Avenue. It's a brick house. It's got a metal roof. It's got plants lining the front of the house, and there's Doric columns on the porch. Driving by, like I said, you wouldn't notice anything out of the blue about it.
All right. So you produced a video on this, Eric. And in fact, it's on our website. People can watch it at WUNC.org. It's fascinating. I've watched the video. I've seen this house. One of the things you do is to point out some clues that suggest this house isn't really a house at all.
Yeah, it's sort of the devil's in the details here. I mean, if you look at the house, there's no driveway. There's no mailbox. If you look at the address on the front of the house, it's in a bright red block lettering hidden behind one of the columns. If you drive by at night, the lights are never on. But again, if you were to stop on the sidewalk and look for, you know, a couple minutes, things would start to stand out.
Interesting. So, I mean, I'm thinking nuclear bunker, maybe meth lab, something. Right. I mean, all sorts of things. So what is it?
Turns out the house is actually disguising a pump station for the city of Raleigh's public utilities. Which I'm sure not many people listening know what a pump station is.
But yeah, tell us what it is.
Yeah, to give you a sense of what a pump station is, it's basically like a supercharger for your water. You know, they have those little contraptions on Hot Wheels tracks where the car will go through and it'll speed up and then gives it enough power to go through the loop-de-loops in the Hot Wheels track. So this is sort of like that, but it's for your tap water. So all of the city's water is going through these pump stations and it powers the water so it's able to go uphill. Without these pump stations, all the water would run backwards and you wouldn't be able to get anything to come out of your sink. Nothing would come out of your shower.
Well, why does the city of Raleigh feel the need to be so secretive and to hide it all?
Well, I think if we actually have a piece of tape queued up we can listen to inside the house, this might partially answer that question.
All right, let's hear it.
We've got three pumps in this pump station. They're different sizes, but they're basically used to maintain water pressure during the day.
Yeah, so that's Perry Allen. He works for the city of Raleigh. He was nice enough to give me a tour. And you could hear all that humming in the background. That's with just the smallest of the three pumps that are inside the station turned on. It's pretty loud. And so this being in a residential neighborhood, back in the 1970s when the city decided to build it, the neighbors were concerned. And there's a church next door, like I said, it was concerned. The congregation was concerned that the noise would be annoying, that the station itself is actually kind of ugly. It's a bunch of big green pipes. And, you know, those kinds of things, they drive down property values. They, you know, and they're just not fun to be around all day. So I think the city, mainly out of courtesy, decided, okay, we'll build this ultrasound-proof house around this giant contraption.
And Raleigh's not alone in this, I understand. You found cities all across the country doing the same thing.
Yeah, so starting here in North Carolina, Carrituck County has a house just like this. It's like a two-story house that's hiding a pump station. If you go up to Virginia Beach on Lake Gaston, there's a pump station there that looks just like a lake house. I mean, they're all over the place. They're in Tampa, Florida. They're in Long Island. They're in Oakland, California. And everywhere you go, the houses are built to look like the architecture that's around them. It's kind of nice, actually. It's almost like a little museum of architecture. If you were to take all these pump stations and put them in a row, you could get a sense of different time periods when they were built and the different areas of the country where they were built.
Interesting. And who knows, you might just have one of these next to you if you've never met your neighbors, never seen them, probably just can't invite them in for tea.
Right.
Well, this is great stuff, Eric. Thanks so much.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Catherine.
Eric Mennel, a producer here at North Carolina Public Radio. And you can see this video and take a tour inside the house on Wade Avenue on our website. Just go to WUNC.org.